Good afternoon, good evening. Thank you guys once again for joining the 980s podcast hosted by yours truly, Kevin Thompson, founder and CEO of 99 Capital Group. Thank you guys for joining us. As I always say, subscribe to the channel. As I always say, go and get my book, MLB the CFP, live on Apple and Amazon. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@99capitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.99capitalgroup.com. Schedule an appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, engage, and also entertain today. This is for you. The people that make this country work behind the scenes. This is for our government employees. I'm going to go over three new proposals in depth and explain why they may be detrimental and why we should be concerned. You don't want to miss this episode. I got your back. Let's get it. So again, everyone, welcome to the show. Today we're tackling some issues here regarding what's going on in our current administration and with the government workers. They're talking about cutting the FERS pension supplement. They're talking about changing from a high 3 to a high 5 in the pension calculation. They're also thinking about reinstating Schedule F, which would make tens of thousands of jobs at will employment. I'm going to walk you through what's happening, why it matters, and how it can impact your paycheck, your retirement, and your future. So let's dive right in. The first thing that I find puzzling is they're trying to come after the FERS pension supplement. Let's just talk about the reasons why they're doing this. They're trying to do this because they're trying to find money so they can pay for the TCJA expansion. Let's just call it what it is. You need some gives to get some gains. That's the way they see it. And they're trying any way possible to get government expenses off the books so they can justify tax cuts. Again, this is not politics. This is policy. And I'm talking about the numbers, folks. So aside of that, let's talk about cutting the FERS pension supplement. So right now, if you're under FERS before you're eligible for Social Security, typically prior to 62, you get this supplement. It's designed to fill a gap between your retirement and when you actually start collecting Social Security. It's a lifeline for a lot of people who are under the age of 62, and who've done 20 to 30 years of service. But here's the deal. The new proposal would eliminate this supplement for new retirees moving forward. Unless you're law enforcement or in air traffic control or a firefighter, where early retirement is mandatory. Now, why does it matter? Think about it this way. If you plan on retiring at 57, like many feds do, you lose that bridge income. You're staring at 5 years of no supplement. That could easily mean $10,000 to $20,000 per year missing from your expected cash flow. Over 5 years, that's $50,000 to $100,000 you thought you'd have. It's gone. Vanished. And you think about it from a political perspective, we'll get there in a second. So in real life, this could force you to tap into your TSP early. But again, the only way that would make sense if you kept your TSP at the current provider so you could tap it into it for early retirement purposes so you can minimize the 10% penalty. And that's a planning technique. We could talk about that some other time. Delay your retirement altogether, or take a lower standard of living than you planned for. This isn't just a small tweak. It's a massive shift in the retirement math. So, what say you? Are you okay with the retirement supplement going away? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. Many of us say no. No, we're not okay with it. And you shouldn't be either. And I know a lot of you guys didn't vote for this, but again, they're trying to figure out how they can maximize or minimize liability to maximize the amount of money going into the TCJA. So let's move to the next one. Let's talk about moving from a high 3 to a high 5. Now, this is a major change in the pension calculation. Moving from the highest 3 consecutive years to your highest 5 consecutive years of pay, it's different, right? Under the new plan, they want to change to a highest 5 consecutive years. At first glance, you might think, just a couple of extra years. Well, no, it's not just a couple of years, because let me give you an example of why this matters. Imagine if your salary is the following salaries: $103,000 in year one, $101,000 in year two, $96,000, $92,000, $90,000. Say it's 2025 all the way down. If you calculate top 3 consecutive years, which again, let's do that, that averages out to about $100,000. 103, 101, 96. That's $100,000. So your pension calculation is based on $100,000 then. But if you take the 5 years instead of the 3 years, it goes, your average equals out to about $96,000, $96,400 to be exact. That's the difference of $3,600 per year in your pension calculation. Remember, your pension is paid out for the rest of your life. That's a huge difference. So if you live 20 to 30 years in retirement, that could be $70,000 to $100,000 of additional salary or additional income because of a pension calculation. It could be massive. It's important to understand how this works. Again, it will reduce your benefits. To put it simply, let's just say you're getting a COLA benefit every single year. Well, it's going to be based not on the 3 top years, but on the 5 years. And it's going to reduce your pension formula. Your pension will be less because you have more years to account for. Plain and simple. That is how math works. So the implications: employees may need to work longer to achieve desired retirement income. Financial planning becomes more complex, requiring adjustments to your saving strategy. You guys have been using this system that the government gave you on this is how much money is going to be coming in. This is how much money you should have in your FERS. This is all this. And add your thrift on this. Add your Social Security on this. This is how much money you should have in income. But guess what? Throw it all out the window, because that could possibly change. So let's move to the next one. Let's talk about moving from a high 3 to a high 5. Now, this is a major change in the pension calculation. Moving from the highest 3 consecutive years to your highest 5 consecutive years of pay, it's different, right? Under the new plan, they want to change to a highest 5 consecutive years. At first glance, you might think, just a couple of extra years. Well, no, it's not just a couple of years, because let me give you an example of why this matters. Imagine if your salary is the following salaries: $103,000 in year one, $101,000 in year two, $96,000, $92,000, $90,000. Say it's 2025 all the way down. If you calculate top 3 consecutive years, which again, let's do that, that averages out to about $100,000. 103, 101, 96. That's $100,000. So your pension calculation is based on $100,000 then. But if you take the 5 years instead of the 3 years, it goes, your average equals out to about $96,000, $96,400 to be exact. That's the difference of $3,600 per year in your pension calculation. Remember, Your pension is paid out for the rest of your life. That's a huge difference. So if you live 20 to 30 years in retirement, that could be $70,000 to $100,000 of additional salary or additional income because of a pension calculation. It could be massive. It's important to understand how this works. Again, it will reduce your benefits. To put it simply, let's just say you're getting a COLA benefit every single year. Well, it's going to be based not on the three top years, but on the 5 years. And it's going to reduce your pension formula. Your pension will be less because you have more years to account for. Plain and simple, that is how math works. So the implications, employees may need to work longer to achieve desired retirement income. Financial planning becomes more complex, requiring adjustments to your saving strategy. You guys have been using this system that the government gave you on this is how much money is going to be coming in. This is how much money you should have in your FERS. This is all this. And add your thrift on this. Add your social security on this. This is how much money you should have in income. But guess what? Throw it all out the window. Because that could possibly change. One of the biggest ones I've also noticed is reinstating Schedule F. A normal person sitting outside of this right now doesn't understand what Schedule F actually is. So let's just discuss this. So Schedule F is a classification that reclassifies certain federal employees into positions that are exempt from standard service, civil service protections. Standard civil service protections. This change allows for easier hiring and firing of employees in policy influencing roles. Policy influencing roles. Here's some of the implications. Approximately 50,000 federal employees could lose job protections becoming at-will employees. This may lead to an increased politicization of federal workers. Job security concerns could impact employee morale and retention. So let's just be fair. Trump is not the first president to implement this. So let's just be fair. Reductions in force came under Obama. Reductions came under Clinton. Reductions came under multiple presidents. So let's just be fair with our assessment here. But what hasn't happened and what hasn't occurred under multiple decades of presidents is the sheer lack of belief in our government workers, where they don't value you. They don't think you're important. They want to change these calculations for their own benefit. That is what's going on currently. And finally, if you don't do what they say, you're fired. They don't want to hear your input. I was recently talking to one of my clients about this, and they said, "Kevin, I don't know how I feel about this because I'm concerned." I said, "What's your concern?" If I don't agree with something, I'm fired. So instead of them approaching me with a problem and saying, "Hey, what do you think?" They're approaching me with, "This is what we want you to do, and we want you to go out there and sell it." I don't believe in that. And that's why a lot of these people are leaving the government, because these people have come out and said, "We want to make this experience as bad as possible," so they want to leave. Morale is down in the government. We don't know exactly what's really going on right now. And basically, companies don't want to invest. Companies don't want to come here. "Oh, we have this company wanting to bring manufacturing back." Yeah, okay. the biggest of the big. But we're not talking about sustainable investment where small businesses can do things, small employees can do things, and these people who are losing their job in the government can easily be assimilated through the private sector. A lot of these jobs in the government sector aren't available in the private sector. That's why they're jobs in the government sector. The government comes and creates jobs where the private sector cannot. That's what the government's job is to do. Their job is not to compete with the private sector. That's not what we're doing. We're not state-owned. But where the private sector fails, the government fills in. One prime example is in the mail. UPS is not going to go out to some small city and lose money. It's too expensive. So where USPS comes in, they go out there and deliver stuff and packaging to these individuals at a loss. That's their job. It's not a business. I digress. So today we talked about you, the government employee, the backbone. You are the offensive linemen that get no love. You protect people like me, the quarterback, and I get all the love in the media, but you get all the hate when I get sacked. It's a cruel world. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm here for you. So today we talked about the annuity supplement possibly going away. We talked about high three to high five, changing your pension formula. And we also talked about Schedule F and losing some of your civil service protections. These three things are powerful. These three things are being proposed. And these three things will change everything about what it means to be a government employee. I don't agree with them. I am on your side with this. And I believe in you. That's why we have so many of you that we work with. We are here to help. 9i Capital is here to help and be that conduit of normalcy. Thank you guys for listening to the 9i's podcast. Subscribe to the channel. Go and get my book, MLB to CFP. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@9icapitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.9icapitalgroup.com. Schedule your appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, engage, and also entertain. Today, it's about you, the government employee, what you're looking for, what's on the docket, and how we can be there for you. We are here. We're going to fight with you. We're going to help you. We have plenty of you guys as clients, as friends, and we're going to continue that. Also, follow us at MLB to CFP on all social media channels or at ICAP. Hit that subscribe button. Stay humble, stay safe, my friends. I'll see you again soon.